This is Sean with Voices of Rocky Ripple, and I'm on the phone with, what is your name, ma'am?
No, not yet. Caroline Bowes.
Caroline Bowes, and your daughter's also going to speak a little bit, but what is her name?
Mary Mitchell.
Mary Mitchell. All right, so Caroline, let's kind of take it back to your beginning. What city were you born in, and what year was it?
I was born right here in Indianapolis. In 1934.
Okay. So when did you first go over the bridge into Rocky Ripple? What brought you into the town?
I was dating Don Bowes, who was my current beau at the time, in the mid-1950s. And he and his brothers had, and his sister too, had just built a house on the canal in Rocky Ripple. So we came here a lot and had coffee around a beautiful fireplace that he had put in his house. And we just fell in love with it, and that's where he was living. And then, you know, our years went by. There's other history in between until in 1985, I married his brother.
Okay.
And... his name is Dave Bowes, and he had a house. He had just bought a house here in Rocky Ripple of his own, besides the one he built for his mother way back in the mid-50s. So I didn't have much connection with Rocky Ripple all that time until I re-met Dave Bowes, and we were married. And then when we moved into the house that he had bought here on the river, he put a second story in it, and he started buying up a lot of houses in Rocky Ripple and fixing them up. And I could go on and on if you want me to on that question.
Well, what are some of your favorite moments with the neighbors?
Well, I love the fact that we can all walk freely in our roads and streets, and so many dogs that, you know, on leashes, walking around, being neighborly. I love the funky, quaint charm of Rocky Ripple and the events, the festivals in the park, and the bands and the musicians and the Christmas bazaars and the dinners in the town hall. And I just love it here. There's so much love. There's so much disagreement, but so old-fashioned and neighborly.
So,
and I also graduated from Butler, so I enjoy spending time in the field over there with my, you know, taking walks. Used to be with dogs, but they don't allow them now.
So who would be some of the people that, you know, have really been good neighbors to you and you've had good experiences with?
Well, most of them are my kids. All of my kids have lived here in houses that they've remodeled, and his kids. And every neighbor I've ever had has just been wonderful. I can't really name all of them, but unless you want me to.
you don't have to. Is there any personal moments that was just a really cool situation that you'd like to mention that's specific?
We were invited to go to Mike and Judy Mooney's house. They built a house on the river for a Christmas mass. And he was a Catholic priest, but he married Judy, so that ended that. But he still is a very religious person. And he invited us to come for a home mass, a house mass. And so many different people from all kinds of religious backgrounds gathered around in his living room, and we had a most loving and beautiful house mass. And then I walked home in the snow, and it was snowing like mad. It was maybe already 4 or 5 inches, and it was just so beautiful. And our house has, for Christmas, a peace sign on it, a great big one that my daughter put up with lights. And then to come home and see that, with all that snow and all that love and beauty, that was a wonderful moment for me. I'll never forget it.
That is very beautiful. And Mary, what do you have any stories that you'd like to share?
I've had an ongoing love affair with this little hamlet for a long, long time. And I think it's hard to pinpoint one moment, but I've always had a shop here. I do hair. And I've always had a little cozy little shop. It's really hard to do right now with what's going on. But I think my favorite moments are sharing stories and getting to know my neighbors here in Rocky Ripple and how wonderful and open everybody is. And it's just fascinating how you learn so much about the people that are so close to you and how interesting they are and how varied in the things that they do. You know, you've got people that keep bees, everything from people that keep bees to make wine, to have fabulous gardens, that are artists, musicians, skilled people. It's just a lot of variety of different kinds of people, and it's just, you don't really find that anywhere else in the city, I think. I think it's unique, and it's diverse, and quiet, and peaceful. It's just, and I think it's something worth cherishing, and celebrating, and keeping, you know, maintaining this, because we do that. It's the people that live here that make that happen. We carry on these traditions. We make more. And it's because of us and being united in that goal that we can keep Rocky Ripple the way it is. I mean, not the way it is, but we can continue to have this beautiful, and I'm not going to say it's utopia because it's obviously not, but we all have a shared connection in our love for this beautiful place. Who would expect that, you know, two blocks away, you're kind of in the middle of the city, but you come back here, there's only two ways in, two ways out, and you've got the water there, and you can launch from the river. And it just, every time we do a lot of canoeing and rafting down the river. And every time I look out and I see, hear the sirens and the horns honking and stuff, I think, man, we are so lucky. We are so blessed to have this beautiful place.
That's
great. We have a park. We have a town hall. I tell everybody, you know, customers that aren't familiar with Rocky Ripple want to know about it, and I say, my gosh, we've got everything. We've got a town hall, we've got a fire truck, we've got a park, we've got
road cleaners or whatever.
Yes, and everybody pitches in to help, and everyone's neighborly. I wish we had a general store. Wouldn't that be neat? But I don't think we're zoned for that. But yeah, we've got a wilderness center, and it's just, I think if we had a general store, we just would never leave.
Well, I think I really appreciate you going and covering all the different, you know, adjectives of what it is, and also, you know, you being able to grow up there. I mean, did you grow up completely in Rocky Ripple?
No, I didn't. I've lived here, though. Gosh, probably 35 years.
Yeah, so that's still...
I've probably lived here 35 years.
That's, you know, that's still a very long time to get to know and get to enjoy.
Yeah, you bet it is.
Well, listen, I really appreciate both of your times and what you've been able to share. If you can just hold on a second and stay on the line, but I'm going to close this one out, and I thank you.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
You got
Grateful.
It.